This is 89.1 WEMU, and while we continue to deal with coronavirus and its health and economic impacts in our daily lives, we're taking time on a weekly basis to get the latest on the federal response and what it means here at home. I'm David Fair, and each Friday, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell joins us to discuss the situation from her federal perspective and how it relates to us in Michigan and in the 12th Congressional District, that of course includes portions of Washtenaw County. Representative Dingell, thank you so much for the time.
David, it is good to be with you, and I got to tell you, I'm not going anywhere.
Still at home, aren't you?
I am still at home, day 33.
It is all fast and furious at this point, no matter how sedentary you may be at this moment. Some would contend much too fast. President Trump yesterday announced his administration's plan to reopen the country, and it allows for getting that process started before the end of this month. Are you in agreement with that?
You know, this is what I'm going to say. I live in Michigan. This is my home. And I want us, I'm going stir crazy. I'm going to tell you that. It's really been 33 days since I've done anything that's normal, or I guess I have a new normal now. But I also know that I've been talking to the scientists and to the epidemiologists, and what's it going to take to be safe? And the worst thing that could happen is for us to go back to work, to go back out there and have to do this all over again. I just was watching, and one of the scientists that's been doing a lot of work was at HHS under Trump, who said right now, by going back to work, we could be creating killing fields if we don't have the tests and the proper procedures and safety practices.
Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has partnered with six other governors in the Midwest region to develop their own plan for restarting the economy. It has a decidedly more cautious approach. Are you more on board with that?
Well, I think that each area needs to do its own, and quite frankly, I think this should be based on facts and what the scientists and the healthcare experts are telling us, period. I think the six states that she's working with all have similar states. They've got manufacturing, they have agricultural areas, they've got hospitals that are all being strained, they don't have enough tests. So I think they have a commonality of the way that their states are, their ways of life, the kind of workers they have, and that we've got to listen to the experts about how we do it and when we do it.
It is certainly understandable to those who want to get back to work. It is very difficult, and some are hanging on by an economic thread. Stimulus checks have begun to go out, but it's a laborious process. There have been some glitches, and some, as I mentioned, are really struggling in the wait. Even when those checks arrive, for all too many, $1,200 isn't even going to last a month. There are a pair of House Democrats in Washington that have introduced legislation that would pay millions of Americans $2,000 a month during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The bill, the Emergency Money for the People Act, was proposed by Representatives Tim Ryan of Ohio and Ro Khanna of California. Is that a measure you can get behind?
It is a measure that I'm going to take a very serious look at. What I think is really critical right now is for us to have what I call the framework of a civil society. People need to be able to stay home. They need to be able to eat, have a safe house. We need electricity, and we need cable. I've talked to all of our utility companies here. I've talked to the cable companies. I'm talking to people about the banks in terms of making sure that nobody's being thrown out of their houses, that people have that economic peace right now that they can have, and if that's one way to do it. I mean, people have been hitting glitches on their unemployment checks, though people are working as fast as they can to get that fixed. We're trying to get more money in the stimulus package for small businesses. We got to work on it. And if that's something we should be taking a look at, and we may very well need to do it, if the scientists tell us we got another month of this, then I'm not opposed to it.
We're talking with Congresswoman Debbie Dingell on 89.1 WEMU. You mentioned small businesses in the recently passed CARES package. $349 billion was set aside, but that fund has already run dry. So what are we looking at in the next wave of relief support, or are we looking at a separate measure to further support small business?
I know that there have been discussions at the highest level, President Trump, Secretary Mnuchin, Speaker Pelosi, and McConnell, who want to get immediately, I thought it would be done by last Friday, more money into that SBA program. Mnuchin and Nancy Pelosi are actually in agreement, as is the president. Some of the Republicans in the Senate have been balking. I'm hearing from, I think yesterday, I must have gotten 300 notes from bankers in Michigan. Clearly, some of it was organized. But every one of them has a story connected to it. We have to get that done. And I call that 3.5. And we are working on the CARE 2.0 bill, CARES 2, which I call CARES Act on steroids. We need to get more money into the programs that we have done. We need to extend unemployment, and we need to put more money into the stimulus program that you were just talking about, how we get that organized. I do think we need to get more money to people in these next few months while people are home and scared. I think that that's what's got to happen, and then we'll restart the economy. But would anybody want to go back out there, see an even worse incident, higher peaks, and do this all over again? I don't think so.
We have seen protests in Lansing and other places around the country that indicate some are willing to take that risk and are willing to do so right now, but that does not appear to be the majority. Now, I know that we have individuals and families that are getting those small one-time checks, but buried in that CARES package recently passed was a measure that granted tax breaks that will save millionaires, on average, $1.7 million a year. So while they do not qualify for that $1,200 because of their income level, the package seems to create far more benefit for the wealthy yet again. And I have only one question, and that is why?
So let me tell you, I actually didn't see that. I try to read everything that I am voting on, but you will remember the circumstances that the Senate wrote this bill. They were going far into the night. They reached agreement, and this was done by unanimous consent because of the way that the world is right now. That was done. I don't even know who put them in there. And you know what, David? I don't think it's right, but I'm not going to point a finger because there are times when we just got to pull together. And I am getting really mad at the politics that I see developing right now. We do not need partisan bickering. We need us all to pull together to remember we have an invisible enemy, and we got to support each other. This is not the time for people to start attacking each other, to start trying to, you know, add fear and hatred to an already terribly anxiety time. So do I think that was right? No. Should we address it when we get back to regular order in the Congress? Absolutely. But I'm just not going to point fingers right now. I want to work together so that I'm helping the worker that you're talking about right now.
Well, we talk a little bit about politics. And by the way, our conversation with Michigan's 12th District Congressional Representative Debbie Dingell continues on 89.1 WEMU. While we are dealing with the immediacy of the global, national, and local public health crisis, it also happens to be an election year, and voting may very well have to look different this year, and the ongoing issue of real and attempted voter suppression is at the fore. What, if anything, is going to come out of Congress to make sure that we have safe, fair, and accessible elections?
We are going to have to do everything that we can to make sure that our democracy works and that it continues. So we are looking at measures that will make sure that every Secretary of State across the country has dollars that they need to ensure that we're having a fair election. I personally think, fortunately, in this state, we now do have vote by mail, no reason vote by mail. I would encourage us to take a hard look at sending out an absentee ballot application to everybody in the state. We may or may not do that. Some of the Republicans have concerns about that. Then we need to find other ways that we make sure that we maximize participation and don't see what happened in Wisconsin. People afraid of going to polling locations, et cetera. We need to find a safe way to do it. The state of Washington, everybody votes by mail. We need to look at ways that we ensure that every person possible can participate in the democratic process, that everybody knows their votes matter, and that they can without endangering health.
Well, there is so much more to talk about, and we'll have to pick up that conversation again when we meet on next Friday. But before you go today, I do want to ask, in your daily message to your constituency, yesterday you wrote, and I quote, "Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning how to dance in the rain." What exactly did you mean?
Well, I try to, when I was at GM, I did a thought for the day every day. And we can't control. I mean, I'm a control freak. And I can't control what's happening in my life right now. But I can sit home and get mad at people and get angry and say, why, God, have you done this to me? Why did you take John away and leave me to live in a house by myself? But instead, I got to learn how to cope. I'm using this chance to reach out to friends I haven't talked to in a long time, to learn all this new technology. And we didn't ask for what's happened to us, but we can either let it make us bitter, or we can go out and endanger others, or we can turn a hard time and clean a cupboard, clean a closet, reach out to that relative you had the nasty fight with at Thanksgiving, and know that your love for them means more than any political discussion.
Representative Dingell, thank you so much for the time today, and I will look forward to our next conversation next Friday.
Thank you, David.
That is 12th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. She does join me each Friday to update us on the federal response to the coronavirus crisis. For all of the information on how you can take part and access all of WEMU's and NPR's COVID-19 coverage, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.